You're muted.
We don't discuss it. It's not
What?
As be specifically as much logic, we don't discuss it again.
I was going to say, if someone went, why Chazar would get out of the
Sirius?
So, Nemesis, before we start, whatever, the safer, I wanted to give a little introduction. I don't know if it's an introduction or it's an independent thing, but I was going through the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, this Sefer, the Ingress of the Chafetz Chaim. So the letters of the Chafetz Chaim is unbelievable stuff over here. I mentioned that in Shabbos morning. Yeah. So before, when I moved here, so I asked Rav David Shustel, I'm like, how do you, like, if you have to say something about something, like, how do you know what to say? So Rav David said, look in the Chafetz Chaim and say something from the Chafetz Chaim. Whatever the Chafetz Chaim says, apply is eternal. You can apply it to anything. And just say from the Chafetz Chaim. That's what he said. Nice, I'm looking through here, and this talk unbelievable stuff. So I wanted to maybe give a few points, and it'll enter about what's pshat in these types of matzav. Not pshat, but really, what's our pshat? Sounds like you're trying to say, why is Hashem doing? We're not busy with why Hashem does things. We're just busy with what we're supposed to do. We're not busy with what Hashem's doing. So what is the different takeaways? So in one mechtav here, he goes on the Gemara. It says, he says, "Hinni anu royin shekol simonim vayiudim shenemru b'chazal lefnei bias Mashiach kimat shenizkayim ukulom." We're in the times of before Mashiach. Ve'ein lanu yoyim she'ein kolos kolosim ruba mechaveray, and there is not a single day that's worse than the day before. V'kalizos soivel har beitzaris umetzukos, and they're suffering tremendously. Ubli savik sheyim yemenu elahim ikvas adem Mashiach. And definitely the time preceding Mashiach, that Tzaris Matzukas Eilu Nechlon B'Chazal B'Shem Chev LeMashiach. So how do you avoid the Tzaris? Eich Lehinotzim L'Chev L'Shem Mashiach? So it's a Gemara, it's an Edger. So the Gemara says, Sha'olu Talmidah V'Sar B'Lazar Mayase Adam Lehinotzim L'Chev L'Shem Mashiach. So what do you do in order to protect yourself from L'Chev L'Mashiach? The Tzaris that happened to Klai Yisrael on Chev L'Mashiach. And what do you do to protect yourself from Chev L'Mashiach? So Dr. Gemar, Yasuk B'Torah over Gemilas Chassan. That's the Gemar. So he says, what does Yasuk means? Yasuk means you have to treat the Torah and the Gemilas Chassan like a business. An Asik, it's a business. It means you have to make a calculation, you have to make a cheshbon, you have to see if you're doing it right, you're not doing it right, or how much are you doing, are you investing enough time, you're not investing enough. You come in, then you're going to make enough money. You're going to make enough money. Well, you show up to work an hour and a half a day, then you're not going to make enough money. The first thing is he's medayik. It says you try to find it's okay. This didn't work, man. Try something else. This angle didn't work, so I have to revamp. I got to rebrand myself. I got to figure something out. So he says the first thing is if a person wants to protect themselves from the chevel mashiach, has to be oisik in Torah and gemilas chasadim, and has to take it seriously as an oisik. Now he says something interesting here. So he breaks it down to Torah and to chesed. In the Torah part, he says there's sometimes there's big businesses and there's small businesses, but small businesses also make a lot of money. Small business can also make money. So he says if a person is able to do a big business, he should do a big business. If he can only do a small business, he should run a small business. So if a person is able to learn Gemara, Shas, Poiskim, he should. The Yeshna Balabatim that could learn Halacha. And then there's some people that can only learn Chumash with Rashi. So I meant Chumash with Rashi there, but this is a different letter. It says, V'chol Eila Limud, anything that someone learns, it's very interesting. Whatever type of person you are and whatever type of limud you do, it's very important to Hashem. Everybody, no matter what your level of learning is, to learn according to your best ability. But it has to be kavua. It's like a business. To treat your learning like a business, serious. There's no time to go to work. It can't just be when I get around to it. If your whole business is when I get around to it, I work. It doesn't work. So that's the first. That's what he says. He says if it's going to be haphazard, it doesn't work. It's like medication. It only doesn't work if you take it haphazard. You got to take it religiously. So he said the Torah is the same thing. No more. Then he says, "Beinim Chesed," same thing. He says, and that's what he writes. I wrote a long arichos in the Sefer Avos Chesed. But Ikar Bezehu, Sheyira Adam Lasek BeChesed Kifi Yecholtoi. Person has to be involved in Chesed, whether Begufoi BeMamoina. And here he says a great line. The Gabeze Yasek BeTminus also has to be an Asek. You got to take it regularly. V'lo Yavar Alav Yoim Echad Shlokiyem Mitzvas Chesed. Can't let one day pass without doing a chesed. Interesting. The gufay b'mamaynay. To bezeh, if you do this, who me'orer midas chesed l'mayla. By being oisek every day in a chesed, a person is going to remind Hashem of the midas chesed. And he brings a chazal. It says, if especially you're in a bad matzav, you're in a matzav that it's very hard and you're suffering and things are not going as so geschmack. What does the person do? He goes out and does chesed. So Hashem makes a kavachomer. They themselves need chesed, and yet they do chesed to others. So I, kavyochol, that don't need a chesed, for sure I have to do chesed to others. So memela, this is ma'ira the midas chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uvefrat, and why is it so important? Vifrat biyameinu eila, 996 years ago exactly. Mar cheshvan tafresh peches. So when Cheshvan, so it's exactly 96 years ago. Cheshvan says, "If a prat biyameinu eila shegaver midas hadin va'olam me'oid, olino leischazek b'chol kricheinu lahachzek b'midas hachesed u'mimela tisoyer midas hachesed l'mayla." So it's unbelievable in Klal Yisrael when there's a big tragedy, so everyone and all of a sudden gets involved in getting involved in chesed. Could be that that's good for the point. Because Baruch Hu waiting for us to get involved in the chesed. He need that's the it's not just we have to help the people, that's Aleph, but also for ourselves, we have to get involved in the chesed in order to be megan from the Chevli Mashiach. Huh? So we should learn how to have a chesed. Therefore, that's the first thing. Yasu b'tarvim los chasal. Then he brings another chazal, and he brings a chazal, a medrash tanchuma, that it says that if a person, it says kli machem devarim v'shuvu al Hashem, that a person will say maybe the only way that Hashem is going to respond to me is if I do something. But if I only have Dvarim, I can't do anything, but I can daven. But the only thing I do is daven, maybe that's not enough. So you don't have to do anything. Even davening is enough. And a person does davening, Hashem listens to that. It's also Mo'er the Midas HaChesed. So he says, "Ubiyameinu eila ma me'oid ro'i v'nochon l'sakin le'mar ezeh nizmar tilim b'chol yom v'yom l'achar tefillah." Every day after the davening, you should say more tefillah. And this is going to be our kiyum of tefillah. So these are the three things he says. Torah, tefillah, gemilas chasadim. Pretty solid. Huh?
He doesn't say to do more Torah. It's the same. If the person was Isaac and Torah.
No, it's not. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but the Isaac and Torah has to be an Isaac. If the person has a kliyas in learning, that's their, you know, some mechem l'shem Moshiach. And a person has a kliyas in chesed, or a way to be kriyas themselves in chesed, then that's also Gevald Kashmira. So this is one letter Chofetz Chaim writes pretty solid, pretty seriously. Then there's a few other places he talks about, he mentioned a few times, he has many letters here. He writes about Shabbos, in Mechazik Shabbos, and et cetera. And in the Hakdama to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, which he has a whole nother angle to this. He says that in order to bring Mashiach, we need to fix the problem that brought the Gauls to begin with. In order to bring the Mashiach, we have to fix the problem that brought the Mashiach to begin with. What brought the Gauls to begin with? Is Sinas Chinam. Chofetz Chaim teaches, he has a teach over here, that Sinas Chinam means Lashon Hara. That's not Pashut. It's his Chiddush. That's not Pashut Pshat. But he says, Sinas Chinam was Gavra. And then he says,
I'm usually a believer. It's usually
what?
I think this guy was usually in the heart.
Right. So in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, he writes something else. So that's an Eitz HaToiva, and it comes to the Mashiach, and you want to save yourself from Chaim Mashiach. But Lamaisa, what's Goyim that Arichas HaGolus? So he says, what causes the Golus to keep on going is Chet HaLoshon Al Kulay. Chet HaLoshon is the worst. He gives a few reasons for it. The first, he says, it's because that's why the Gauls came. Like he brings the Gemara Yuma of Sinas Chino. Number one. He says, Yushalmi says this. Sinas Chino, he says Lashon Hara. Okay. Number one. Number two.
Can Lashon Hara be Goyrim Sinas Chino? Or maybe Lashon Hara is?
I think it's an expression of Sinas Chino. He says, "Hagam shekmar nokta sinaschin makavanu hu al lashon hara gamkin sheyoytis mitzad hasina." Di lavochi lo hayu nenoshul kokach. This is chiddush. This has to be sinaschin, but has to be lashon hara. Because if it would have just been sinaschin, why it wouldn't be deserve such an einish of korban? I know the siyam neshamu lamen shekasha sinaschin keneged avod zar gilayis shuchazdom. And now we have gemara in Erechin that says lashon hara is kasha keneged avod zar gilayis shuchazdom. So it must be that it's really Lashon Hara. Okay, so this is reason number one, his Chiddush, that since the Golos came because of Sinas Chinam, which is Lashon Hara, therefore you have to fix the reason you're in Golos in the first place. Number one. In Cain, kol kama shalom nira l'sakin zeachet, eich tuchal liyaz gula, kima shezeachet, pogam kol kach, shayidei zeh galina meretzenu, alachas kama kama she'ina manichinu lava l'artzen. That's why we left the goals in the first place. This is in the beginning of the day, second day. So for sure that we're not going to go back until we fix that problem. V'oid halo yadua, wishin nigzar alina goals, b'kvar me'is ma'isa miracle. Furthermore, this already started from the time of the Meraglim, which was also a chet of Lashon Hara. And then it says in Tillim, it says, Vayisa Yodu, right after the Meraglim, it says, Hashem, L'hapil Osem Bagoyim, L'uzur Osem Ba'arotzes. Number two, is that after the chet of the Meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, maybe Shavuot, that he's going to put us in Golos. Okay? B'chit ha'meraglim haloi was based on Lashon Hara. B'chumai di'isa be'erchin. Ken anu m'chrochin l'sakin z'achit k'idim ha'ge'ula. Okay? So, this is another very, very interesting angle to it. B'oid nimtza mefurish sh'ovin z'gurim that you get golos. Because look at Rashi in Shmois by the Pasuk Achi Noida Adavar. That it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering why did you have that richas agolus, and then they started saying delturia on each other, and he said, now I understand why you're in golus because you speak lashon hara. So you see clearly that lashon hara was gerim the richas agolus. So lashon hara is a whole different angle now than what he's saying over here. Here he writes about a lot of the things. As a matter of fact, in this sefer, the Mechtavim Lachem Chaim, he doesn't talk that much about lashon hara. There's a lot about other things. I didn't mention Lashon Hara with Michal.
It's much later in his life. I mean, the letter is literally wrote for
1927.
Yeah, this is from that ending.
Right, I think much earlier. I think this is when the tsaras are really, really bad. This is like an acute tsaras. Very sharp, you know.
The Nazis going to power in 1932.
This is between the World War. 1927 is in Russia. Is the other big time. So Kaponim, you know, it's always kedai, especially times right now, l'chazak and l'zinyanim. So we'll take the opportunity. I also learned something about the Chofetz Chaim. He's one of Sefer Abbas Chesed. Others one of the Chofetz Chaim. So we'll, the Chofetz Chaim tells more halacha than Musar, but these halachas are very, very nice. Learn 12 halachas a day is a big shmira. And we'll start with that. See what goes.
Thank you.
Okay, shkach.